Jane, age 10. Owl had been right. There was water where the flying animals were. A big hole of water. And Jane didn't see any dogs. That was real good. The flying animals were interesting. They were much smaller than her, about as long as her arm, and they had two front arms that had some kind of skin sheet hanging from them. They flapped that back and forth to get into the air. The rest of their skin was weird. It was orange, and it wasn't smooth like hers, or covered in fluff. Fur, she reminded herself, fur. The flying animal's skin looked hard and shiny, made up of little locking bits. Interesting as they were, she was kind of scared of them. Were they angry animals? Would they bite? Could they hurt her? She took a step forward. A few of the animals looked up. Most of them kept drinking. The ones who looked up didn't seem angry. They just watched her a bit, then kept doing their own stuff. Jane breathed all her air out. That was good. Ask Owl for the flying animal's name, she said. She couldn't make lists like Owl did, but saying things out loud helped her not forget. She walked to the water. It was not good water. It wasn't clear, and it was thick with dust. Not dust, she said. Dirt. She scrunched her nose. A chemical slick lay on top of the water, making oily lines where it touched the ground. She didn't know what chemical. Probably something leaking from the scrap nearby. The water smelled bad, too, which was a wrong thing, even if the smell had been good. Water wasn't supposed to smell at all. Jane stopped and thought about it. Owl had said any water she found out here wasn't good to drink before it went in the filtration system. But it was so, so interesting, this bad water. Also, the animals were drinking it, and they were fine. She touched her finger in the water and put a big drop on her tongue. She spat it right back out with a loud sound. Metal and stink and bad things she had no words for. She spat and spat, but the taste lay down in her mouth. "How are you drinking this?" she said to the animals. "It's so bad." The animals didn't say anything. Owl had said they couldn't talk like girls did, but it didn't hurt to try. Jane thought it would be good if they could talk. She wanted to talk to someone who wasn't in a wall. Jane got a canteen from her satchel and filled it at the side of the water. The flying animals watched her, but left her alone. There was enough water for everybody, Jane guessed. She made a face as she watched the stinky, shiny water flow into the canteen. Gross. She did not want to drink that stuff at all. But Owl said the machines on the ship could clean up real, real bad water. The worst water. They could clean pee, even. Jane was real interested to know how that worked. She sat down by the waterhole, watching the animals. Everything was still big and strange and wrong, but this was kind of good. It was good to be out of the ship, and the air was warm. The sun did that, Owl had explained. The sun was the big light in the sky. Owl had told Jane it was very, very important to not look right at it. Jane wanted to, real bad, but she listened. She didn't know what things could get her in trouble, and she didn't want to make Owl angry. Owl had not been angry, not even once, but she was kind of like a mother in the way she was built. Jane thought maybe the mothers had been good like Owl once, but then the girls did so much bad behavior that the mothers got extra angry and stuck that way. Jane decided she would work real hard to be good and not make Owl angry. She didn't want to make Owl go wrong. One of the flying animals walked close to her, real close. Its big black eyes were so, so dark against its weird orange skin. Jane didn't move. She put her hand on her weapon and held her breath. The animal moved its head like it was thinking. It sniffed at her shoe. Then it walked away, head bouncing as it went. Jane let all her air out. Okay, that was good. Good and interesting. Maybe the flying animal had been interested in her, too. She liked that idea. The animal walked over to a group of more animals who were they eating? They looked like they were eating. But what were they eating? It wasn't a meal, of course, but it wasn't like a ration bar either. It was something coming up out of the ground. Purple, smooth, kind of soft looking, all wavy and interesting shaped. It was stuck in the ground and to some of the scrap nearby. It wasn't an animal, but it made her think of animals in a way that she didn't understand. Not an animal, but not scrap or a machine either. Something else. And the animals were eating it. Could she eat it too? Owl had been real clear about not eating stuff out there. And Jane knew better than to just put her hands on a component she didn't recognize. She let go of the weapon, put on the work gloves, even though they were way too big, and got the pocket knife. She walked over to the group of animals. They moved away real fast. Jane stopped. Had she scared them? "I'm not bad," she said to them. "I just want to see what you're eating." She crouched down and poked the purple stuff with the point of her knife. Nothing happened. She blew on it. Nothing happened. She looked at the little holes where the animals had been biting it. She held her knife best as she could with the big gloves and cut off a piece. The stuff didn't bleed. She looked at it real close. It was white inside and solid. No bones. She really wanted to taste it. But after the water, she knew it was smart to listen to what Owl said. Owl knew so much. She put the piece of purple stuff into her satchel. It was a good time to go back, she thought. The sun was making the air real hot, and the skin on her arms kind of hurt. It was more red than usual. Jane 64's face had been red, too. Red and puffy and wrong and scared and... She heard a rattling sound. The knife in her hand was shaking. She was shaking. She wanted to go back to Owl. She wanted to go back right now. Owl had said she could come home if she felt bad, and she did feel bad, so she would. The animals started making a lot of noise. Most of them were running or flying away. Jane turned around. Two dogs stood there, watching the one thing that hadn't run away. Watching her. Her stomach hurt, and her eyes burned. She wanted to be back with the owl. She wanted to be back in her bed with 64. She wanted a meal cup and a shower and not dogs. But there were dogs anyway, and they were making quiet, angry sounds. Her body wanted to run, like it had when the mother stared at her through the wall, but there was no good place to go. The waterhole had scrap all around it. The only way out was past the dogs. She didn't think she could run by them without them being able to bite her. "Help," she said, real quiet. "Owl, help." But Owl was too far. She switched the knife into her other hand and grabbed the weapon rod. She took a step back, shaking bad. "Stop," she said, trying not to cry. "Go away." One of the dogs came closer, getting loud, teeth all wet. "Go away," she yelled, kicking a piece of scrap toward it. "Go away!" The dog made a louder sound. It ran at her. She tripped backward, but she remembered to point the weapon at the dog and push the button as it jumped and opened its mouth of teeth. There were so many sounds. The generator hummed. The electricity cracked off the forks. The dog screamed, which was the most bad part of all. It fell down screaming and shook and twitched. It was the scariest thing she'd ever seen, even worse than the mother's. She held the button down anyway. There was a bad smell, a burning smell. The dog stopped twitching. The other dog made an angry yell, and it jumped at her too. She hit the button again. Hum, crack, scream! Both dogs lay on the ground, fur smoking. Jane ran and ran and ran, satchel full of heavy canteens crashing into her leg. The dogs didn't follow her. It wasn't until she stopped running that she understood they were dead. She hadn't meant to do that. She had made something to hurt dogs, but it worked too good, she guessed, because she had hurt them dead. That made her feel something in a very big way. Something good and bad all at once. She threw up. It was a bad thing to do, but she threw up until there was nothing left but gross, sharp spit. She realized the front of her pants was wet, and her face burned as she understood why. She was 10. Jane sat down in the dirt and drank a water pouch. She was still shaking. The good, bad feeling was still there, but the more she thought about things, the bigger the good part got. Things were okay. She had bad water that Owl would clean up, and she knew where to get more. She had something she could eat, maybe. She'd stop the dogs. She'd stop the dogs. "You look very brave," Owl had said. Jane thought of that and felt real good. She felt real good because Owl had been right. "I'm brave," Jane said, so she would remember. "I can stop dogs. I'm brave." On the way back, Jane reminded herself of the things she needed to ask Owl. She wanted to know words. Words for the flying animals, for the purple stuff that wasn't an animal, and also maybe food, and for the feeling you got when you felt bad for making a thing dead, but also good because you were still alive.